Hey, I've already recorded my reaction. What I forgot to do at the beginning was put it in our rating system. So when I rate it, if you haven't listened before, you'll have no idea what I'm talking about. So what I'm going to do right now is put that in now. So if this is your first time listening, this is our rating system.
The rating system is simple. If the leftovers don't like something, they toss it. If they do like something, they suggest you taste it. And if it's brilliant, it gets a Tupperware rating. If all the leftovers love it, then it gets the pinnacle of success, a Tupperware party.
All right, now to start the review. Hey, welcome to a bonus episode. It's just Brian on this one, and I'm going to be talking about my reaction to Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny, starring Harrison Ford back as the character for the fifth time. And I'll be answering the question, my opinion. This is going to be my opinion. If we really needed this movie, if it was worth the wait from the last one, which was The Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, which came out in 2008, which, wow. Yeah. Did not like that movie. Was not a fan. And I really wanted the character to go out on a high note. So this was highly anticipated for me. I will tell you that being able to see this 2 weeks early, and I was very excited. I'd say the day of, I was super excited to see this movie. I went in to this movie with very high hopes, hoping that I was going to love this movie, just because I think why my bar was set pretty high was I was thinking it can't be worse than what we got with Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. I was like, it just can't be. So if it's better than that, if it just feels like the Indy of old, which I know he's older now. So when I say Indy of old, I don't mean old Indy that we're getting in this movie. I just want it to feel like an Indiana Jones movie instead of a green screen action nonsensical movie that we got last time. So I had very high expectations. I was very excited to see the movie going into it. And I will say that the movie starts off with I did see it with Connor from Cinefied.com. Movie starts off with a 20 minute action scene set in the past. And they do the de-aging, and some of it did look a little wonky. I'm gonna say that Harrison Ford's voice, he sounds older now. Like when you listen to him, when you watch him in things like Shrinking and some of the other projects that he's been involved with lately, his voice is a little bit gruffer, a little bit more gravelly than it was back when he was like in his 40s doing Indiana Jones the first time around. When you're seeing a de-aged Harrison Ford, which doesn't look 100% perfect, I'll be honest with you, but it looks good enough in my opinion. But when you're seeing that younger Harrison Ford, Indiana Jones, and you're hearing the old man Harrison Ford voice coming out of him, it's a little weird. It's a little weird. So it didn't match up 100% there. But the action scene in that, it takes place on a train, and the action was very well done. It was dark. It was a dark setting. So I think even with like the de-aging, some of it you can kind of forgive because you can't really see it, because of the dark setting. But I think the action was a lot of fun, and, I kind of forgave the not perfect CGI de-aging because of how fun it felt and hearing the music, hearing that score. And then we jump into where is Indiana Jones at now? I'm not going to spoil that for you, but I'm here to talk about basically some of the new characters coming into this, and then, returning characters. I do feel like Phoebe Waller-Bridge, she plays Helena Shaw. She's Dr. Jones's goddaughter. And I really felt like The first, like when I watched it, I felt like the character was a lot of fun. You know, she, at a lot of times she's a foil to Indiana Jones. Talking to Connor after the movie, we didn't feel like her character really fit with some of the motivations that happened later in the movie. And I hated him for opening my eyes to that fact. Because I'll be honest with you, I fucking love the movie. I really like this movie quite a bit. Like, I'm going to give it an absolute Tupperware. I don't know where I'm going to fall as far as like other people watching. Like, maybe your expectations are even higher than mine, but I loved it. It felt like the Indiana Jones of old. And, even though he is much older now, I still feel like Indiana Jones was in this movie. There's many times where you can see, like, with some of the puzzles that he has to solve and certain things that he has to do to get himself out of a situation or back into the fight. He's very his ingenuity and his smarts come into play. And it really felt like the old Indiana Jones, of him figuring things out and figuring out puzzles. And I really liked that. I think Mangold did a great job there. I think Mangold did a great job with the action. Phoebe Waller-Bridge's character is a lot of fun. I thought Mads Mikkelsen as the villain, he's a former Nazi during World War II. And he, like, the main MacGuffin in this movie is the Dial of Destiny, which is Archimedes' dial. And so, like, you've got Indiana, and it's broken up into two pieces. And so they're trying to combine the two pieces. And in order to do that, there's other fetch quests involved. And you've got Mads Mikkelsen, who's like this former Nazi, looking for, you know, one of the pieces. He's got his goons, his henchmen, which are, Boyd Holbrook plays one of them. And I loved him in Logan, which was also another James Mangold movie. So he brought Boyd Holbrook into this movie. And I'll be honest with you, I for as much as I love Boyd Holbrook, I loved him in Logan, absolutely loved him in the movie Vengeance. I thought he was fantastic. I don't think he was like utilized that great in this movie. I think he was fine. I just think that Mads Mikkelsen's character as the main villain kind of outshined his henchmen in this movie. He's also got this other henchman who's just huge. This guy is a brick wall. Reminded me of like the mountain from Game of Thrones. This guy is just gigantic. Toby Jones, great character actor. Toby Jones is in this movie. He plays Basil Shaw, which is the father of Phoebe Waller-Bridge's character of Helena Shaw. He's great. He's great in everything he does. I thought he was really used well in this movie. John Rhys Davies comes back in this movie from Raiders. And it's nice to see a familiar face back in here, because we've lost a lot of the actors that we saw in those original movies, like Sean Connery and some of the other faces that we've seen in previous movies. I thought the action was phenomenal. I've seen some gripes about the third act and like the big reveal at the end. And I just keep telling myself, like, you know, we've seen some crazy things happen in Indiana Jones movies. We've seen, you know, a knight, you know, that's spent centuries in a, you know, cave temple, you know, guarding the, the chalice, can't remember. I called it the Cup of Christ on a previous episode. You know, we've seen the Ark of the Covenant, you know, and how it melted faces and killed people. And, you know, we've seen some crazy stuff in Indiana Jones movies. So, I kind of loved the ending, and, yeah, I kind of loved it. I really don't know what people are going to think about this one. Connor didn't like it as much as me. And I thought it was like the perfect send off for the character. I got emotional at the end. There's callbacks to, you know, Indy even talks about, like, you know, how much older he is now. There's a part where he's climbing and he's like talking about, like, you know, he stops and Phoebe Waller-Bridge's character is like, you know, why'd you stop? And he's like, I'm thinking. And it's like, he's old. He's getting tired. And he talks about how he had, you know, how she's never, you know, had to drink, she's never been affected by voodoo magic and what he's gone through in the past. So there's definitely some like Easter eggs in this movie that are fun. I think they're well played. I don't think it's just like member berries for member berries' sake. I think it works its way into the script very, very well. James Mangold, I'm glad that he was the one to make this movie. He made Indiana Jones, even though he's older now, he made him still be able to hold on, keep up with the action. Definitely, like you've seen in the trailer, you've seen like the horse chase and stuff like that during the ticker tape parade. I do think that I saw the astronauts in the ticker tape parade. So keep an eye out for like, you know, Buzz Aldrin and those guys. Neil Armstrong, keep an eye out for those guys. But the ticker tape parade with the chase on the motorcycle and the horse played very well. There's another chase, I believe, that takes place in Morocco that is a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. I love the Morocco chase sequence. I thought it was absolutely a blast. I thought it was very well filmed and it was a great action sequence. I thought Phoebe Waller-Bridge was really good in this movie. I like her from Fleabag and it was nice to see her in Indiana Jones. Antonio Banderas is also in this. Doesn't have a whole lot to do, to be quite honest with you. I think we've got a really good villain here with Mads Mikkelsen. I think, what is Harrison Ford, like 81 now? I'm kind of sad that this is the last movie. Like, I would be down for another James Mangold directed Indiana Jones. I don't want to say goodbye to the character. I wish things could be worked out to where they could actually make another movie. I really enjoyed Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. Definitely a better MacGuffin than the last movie with the aliens and the UFOs. The puzzles in this one were fantastic. No swinging monkeys through trees, no giant ants. It was a lot of fun. And, you know, you get everything that you, I think I got everything that I wanted out of this movie, to be quite honest with you. So I'm very, very happy with it. And so I'm rating this our highest rating, a Tupperware. So it hits theaters June 30th. I highly recommend, if you're an Indiana Jones fan, to go out there and see it. Go out there and support it. I hope you like it as much as I did. Not everybody's going to. It's not going to meet the expectations of everyone. But me being a lifelong Indiana Jones fan, I can't remember a time in my life where Indiana Jones wasn't there. But it worked for me. I had everything that I was really looking for. In an Indiana Jones movie. So that's all I have. Hopefully you guys enjoy it. All right. We'll be back on, you'll get a new episode Monday, recording our Flash review on Sunday. So you'll get our Flash review on Monday. And so we'll see you then. Later.